We're here with you. Only the guilty gets offended, and we're gonna do a topic. I mean to cut off my boy dreads, but go ahead. Finish that thought.
Yeah, me neither. But we just saying pretty much like you said, like y'all complex to the point where, from personal experience, I could think I've learned so much, which I really have, because you do learn off experience. But then you could get to a level, and then she could show you something totally different, and you feel like you've gotten nowhere. Like, damn, she done really switched it up on you. Like, what you've learned is like, yes, and she probably won't show you that no more. She probably will. And if she do, then you'll know what to do when the time comes. But more than likely, that won't happen because she wants to have the one up on you, just like anybody would. You don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, so like,
everybody wants to win.
Exactly. And that's the problem too. Like, it shouldn't be no competition, but I think that's like the nature of a human being anyway, especially when we two different sexes. So we two different creatures, straight like that. And that's like the yin and the yang, the negative or the positive attract each other. So it's like, they always going to be what you're not. That's probably why you're not going to really get it. You'll understand to an aspect or a certain level. That's probably about it.
Today's topic, we're talking about, are women complex creatures? And we have my boy Dreads here.
Cola. Oh, Jade. My fault.
Buddy.
And it's me, Kwa. And we started when Dreads was just in the middle of we asked Dreads a question, and he was basically, we asked him, what does he want to know from a woman? And his answer was, everything but nothing. So we wanted him to elaborate, because he said there's no way for a man to understand a woman because we're too complex. So we want to know why and how, and we're gonna explain our complexities. Jade, you want to comment?
Well, I know, like me personally, I definitely run off emotion. Like, that's it. Like, and I'll get mad about everything. So sorry, but like, if you're not where I want you to be at a certain point, like okay, like me and him or whatever. I had never been, like, my father was a cop, and he was super strict with us. Like, I wasn't allowed to go over boys' houses. It wasn't until, like, I came to Sage Park that I was even allowed to talk to boys on the phone. So I, like, begged my father to let me go to his house. And when my father finally said yes and he would drop me off and everything, this nigga was not there. He was at his friend's house. That shit pissed me off. Go the fuck home. I'm coming over. Like, are you fucking kidding me? So if you're not where I want you to be at a certain point, or you're not doing, like, it's just, there's just no. And even it's, I don't know, maybe I'm a bad example, because even with my mom, like, she tells me, like, you never know what you're gonna get with you, because, like, I don't know what Jade I'm walking into right now, you know? Like, I don't know how you're feeling. It's like walking on landmines.
And that's a perfect example. See how she just said, walking on landmines. Random. Y'all all are random. Y'all all are different. Like, she could tell you what she really like and really want. And most times when you bring it to her, not all times, she'll be happy with what you brought. Off the simple fact, you tried, and that's out of, you know, the kindness of your heart. But if it ain't what she want, in the back of her mind,
real shit though,
she like, this nigga done fucked up.
You can't see past what the fuck we want.
Exactly. If you didn't fucking recognize or realize from all the signs that I done showed you, and that's another thing, that sign shit, that this was not what I want. Now, go back to the sign thing. That's the thing, a man, or me being a man, I feel like really isn't fair, for the simple fact, like, everybody has a different understanding and everybody learns differently. So you can't expect everybody to pick up on whatever you think you threw was a sign.
Right. Exactly.
And then at the end of the day, if the nigga did pick up on it, you like, oh shit, I gotta step my shit up now. Maybe not all y'all like that, but maybe the ones I've dealt with, because this is off experience, I gotta switch it up now because he knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And he got the one up on me, or he got the drop on me. And you feel me? No, that's a
good thing. You gotta keep him guessing.
You
gotta keep him guessing.
You gotta keep him guessing.
Can't be predictable.
Now that is how you guys are.
Y'all simple as fuck, don't never change. Exactly. Same ass schedule.
For the most part, a man will not change, especially if he is set in his ways and most things don't go wrong. And when things do go wrong, he always has a solution for him. He will not change it up. Because there's an old saying that most niggas know, if it ain't broke, why fix it? So I ain't changing.
Very true. Very, very true.
So that's why a lot of niggas do in the end eventually get caught. If they never got caught, they gonna get caught. If they is doing something.
Very true.
When it come to y'all, once y'all done fucked up, unless y'all just someone that's just really incompetent or don't get what they're really doing, they just out there in the game, not understand the game, you'll keep doing the same thing like a nigga would. Y'all gonna switch it up. Simple as that. For it goes for the simple fact that people get hurt. Everybody gets hurt. And when a woman gets hurt, she's not trying to get hurt the same way.
So real shit, though.
She'll put up a wall.
Real shit.
Everybody puts up a wall, but it's for what they've been through, because you're always going to learn something new.
Damn.
So then she'll run to a new nigga that knows how to finesse that wall because he already been through that, or he just doesn't really care for that and just find a way around it. And then once he hurts you, if he does, that's a new wall you're going to put up because that's an experience you got. That's something you learned. Now you're not going to fall for that again.
Right.
Real shit, though.
It's just hard because, especially, like, I can say from where we live, it's small. Everybody know everybody. Even if you don't really chill that person or, like, know a lot about them, you know of them. And then that person don't fuck with somebody. They knew and you knew. And if you fuck with their friend and they fuck with your friend. And if they're not, they fuck with a cousin or something. Don't some rush it. So, it don't really matter. Everybody got all these walls up and all these defenses. But then at the end of the day, they still want to be with somebody.
Real shit.
I don't know. It's just crazy.
I don't know what to say. I feel like he covered everything. But as far as... And I think he does have women down as far as the things that we do. Because we do, like to drop little clues here and there and expect men to pick up on it.
Yeah,
and I think that's just because we're analytical.
Yeah.
We... Anything a nigga does, it could just simply be that his cup there. But in your mind, it's like he's leaving that fucking cup there because he knows I hate that.
Yes.
And he never was thinking any of that.
Yo, me and my... Yo, oh my God. Me and Mizri used to get into it all the time about that. Like, and he... One time he was just like, yo, like, why do you never give me the benefit of the doubt? Why do you always just jump right to he's trying to hurt me or he's trying to be an asshole? Like, you never just be like, maybe he didn't mean it that way. And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, I do always do that. Like, I always do that.
Us, because I think, we don't just be doing stupid shit. We do something that is purposeful. I'm leaving that cup there because I want to see if he picked that shit up and watch it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think we as women, we take a lot of things personal.
Yep.
And I feel like we take everything pretty much personal. And I feel like, yeah, everything is pretty much an attack on us.
Especially like, when you're dealing with the
especially
nigga.
When you're, and it's even more when you're dealing with the nigga, like, you really feel, and I believe we said this on the Ideal Relationship podcast, it's like, when you get in a relationship with someone, it's almost as if y'all become enemies and y'all battling for, like, a power struggle versus y'all becoming a union and working together.
But why?
But
why
and
can't
that's,
one learn its place?
Why
and
can't...
And I'm not saying either side, that's what I say. Why can't one learn its place? Why can't both sides? Why? What? Now, I'm going to go why to the women's side, because that's what we're talking about. So why... Why do you think everything is, what did you say, it's sort of a test? Or, like...
I think in this day and age, like I said before, everybody wants to win. Like, nobody really trusts anybody. Like,
right.
It's always like, okay, this person is going to play me or whatever. This person is going to do me dirty. This person is going to embarrass me at some point. So it's like, you always kind of like, okay, like, let me always have the power, let me always be on top, let me always like be the one who's like, okay, you're gonna really be hurt if I leave, and I'm gonna be less hurt, like, let me care just a little bit less, like, I really fuck with you and I really like you, let me care just a little bit less, or at least let me make it seem like I care
right.
just a little bit less, or whatever. So like, if things go south or whatever, like, you're not the one looking stupid as fuck. Like, nobody ever wants to look stupid as fuck. And people always say, like, oh, I don't care what people think. Why do you care what people think? And it's true, you shouldn't. But everybody kind of does, just a little bit. And nobody wants to look dumb.
Very true. I feel like, yeah, like Jay said, it's a lot about the shit that we've been through and that we have trust issues. And I feel like a lot of times, like, we as women, we be broken. And we never heal from shit that we've been through, so we are bringing our baggage into other relationships, and we are blaming the people that we get into the next relationship for the shit that the last nigga did. And it's hard. It's very, very hard. And I feel like, you know, like, the only thing you can do is try to learn a lesson and don't get into another relationship or involve anybody with you until you are past the shit that you've been through, because it's not fair to the next person. Because if vice versa, just like Craig's Dread said, men are very simple and they're not complex. If a man was coming and bringing all his baggage from his past relationships, because niggas be fucking with bitches forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, ever, and they don't be bringing their shit into the relationship. They could be have gotten their heart broken 10 times and they don't act as if that had happened. They don't act like, oh, they're not running around saying bitches ain't shit, bitches ain't shit, bitches ain't shit. But we run around and we be on a rampage to every nigga we meet based on the past shit that we've been through. So I feel like that can make us complex by the way that we react to our past and the way that we handle our past.
So many things I would like to say, and then that goes into the complexity of what we're talking about, because I can say whatever, and then you're gonna say what they're gonna say. But I think it also goes into, it could be a factor of genome, like that is your genetics. Like, I don't really like quote anything from the Bible, but my interpretation of Adam and Eve was, in a sense, she had the power. Because the serpent talked to her and not Adam. Mm-hmm. And if everybody knows what the serpent was the devil. Mm-hmm. That's just my interpretation. And once he spoke to the one who thought had the power or the power of
influence. Yeah.
Exactly. He knew who he wanted and he knew who he got. The person will go to the next being who that person actually came from and seduced him and broke the forbidden law. Now, I take the forbidden fruit. That shit was no apple, my nigga. Shit was the vagina, shit was the box, shit was whatever you want to call it. And they did what they was not supposed to do. They weren't ready for sex. That right there, like, I feel like sums it up for the simple fact, you already didn't understand what was going on. And yet, you took it into your hands to try to, not necessarily say you knew what you was doing, but, like, Look at the end the fact of what had happened, and now look what we all doing. Like, look how many people are doing it. Like, it was 2 people in the beginning, there's 7 billion people pretty much all doing the same thing. Same problem. Because like you said, we all dealing with new people after new people after new problem after new relationship or old relationship. And then you bring your past into it, and you're sharing your complexities because of the past and how much past you have. And so much. It's like a never-ending cycle.
It's definitely like a never-ending cycle. But I feel like it goes both ways, because I feel like men, they internalize. So although, like, you know, you may not be acting out on it how we are, you're still internalizing it and it's still affecting you. So you feel me? Like, we are both complex. We're just complex in different ways. And because we're women and we are expressive about our complexities, mm-hmm. That's when we become these unstable creatures.
Yes.
Right.
Lord Jesus, he is crazy. And that's how you get labeled, I guess. But.
And I also want to comment on what you were saying. The black woman is God, so.
Hold on.
The
black woman is God. Now, why is that? Because I think I seen a meme on Facebook that said something like, women create life. God creates life. Men are supposed to protect women. Or some shit like, shouldn't we like sit back and let God like do his creation? Or some shit like that. I don't really remember. I don't want to quote it because I'm not saying it right. But it was like saying that y'all was God. But I don't know if I all the way agree with that. At a point, I was agreeing with it because I did like what the men was saying. But I don't know. Like, I don't feel like God is a he or a she.
No.
As a being, like, understanding that far beyond us. So, why am I living wrong like that?
Oh, well, that's a whole nother different topic, a whole nother different podcast. We'll elaborate on that and we'll make sure you hear Dreads.
Did you open the top? Did you lock the top?
Yeah, somehow the top was locked and the bottom wasn't.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
Hi, Veronica. This is my friend Matt. This is Quanice, and I'm sorry
don't know your name.
40.
And that's Jade, and that's Craig, and that's Nicole.
Why are you guys not have football on?
We're recording right now. Because the Giants won. Did you hear that? Okay.
Oh, so I know
bullshit.
Who did they beat?
The Cowboys. That's who they won.
By 1 point.
Listen, a win's a win. Fuck you.
What did she just say?
A win's a win.
Women in our complexities.
Are you guys doing your podcast?
Yes.
And I just came here loud as fuck. Yeah. I'm so sorry. We're going upstairs. Bye. Do you want a water?
Yes, they're doing a podcast on how women are complex creatures. Do you have an input on that right now?
Listen, they talk about what it's like to be twins in America.
You said, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Well, that's what we're kind of really talking about. Like,
what are you talking about today? What's your topic?
Complex. Are women complex creatures?
I'm gonna go upstairs.
Yeah.
I loved your topic. What was it when you came home? And you were telling me how everybody got into a huge fight.
Wait, what's your view? Yes, we are, or no?
Damn right, yeah.
Are we complex creatures? Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, we definitely believe we are complex creatures. We're trying to figure out how we can utilize that in a good way.
What were you talking about when you came home? And I was like, oh, you should tell Kwanis that she should reposition her whole topic later about... when the guys were like, oh, like, women are, like, what was it? When she got all upset. When everybody got all upset.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I don't remember what your topic was. That's Jade. Across the room. That's my roommate.
Yeah.
That's me.
Because she doesn't pay attention.
Me too. yeah, she was
busy. It was about, like, sexuality like or some shit like that. Like, about, like, who should be more dominant or something. And I was like, oh, you should re-spin your whole topic to be like, oh, listen back to what you said a week ago and now repossess.
So,
yeah.
So, to get back on topic.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Thanks, Veronica. To get back on topic about women and their complexities, I want to talk about a complexity that I hear a lot of men throw around. About women being emotional. And I want to know, why is that bad?
Right.
If we were born to be emotional, if that was what our purpose was. Like you just said, what did you say? What the meme said, if God created us to give life, shouldn't you be here to protect us while we're giving life and nurturing life?
True.
How can we do that without any emotions?
We didn't say not do that. Why are you trying to do everything else with emotions? That's what we're saying.
Okay. Okay.
I think everything should be...
No. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I definitely was about to... I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
But you said everything should be emotional?
Not emotional, but I feel like everyone is emotional and emotions factor into most of the decisions that we make.
Most. Not all. Now, I definitely do agree with what you said with most. And then I guess that's the reason why we're here. Because maybe the decisions that we don't need to be using emotions for should be made. And not necessarily by us, but whoever can clear their mind and clear their emotion. But, yeah, you're right. That's why exactly why you guys are here. Because you're not going to see a man being like raising another man like his son to be nice. Not necessarily like saying nice, but like to be like a crybaby or just to be soft in general. That's what mommy is for. So yeah, I can agree with that. But certain decisions I say.
But then we get stuck in that role, like that's all we're like, because it's okay when it's okay if we utilize that for parenting. It's okay if we utilize that for the household, but it's not okay if I utilize that for something else.
My political debates. How about that? To leave this country.
But I feel like in a way, well, and you can be upset and you can possibly, just because you're upset, that doesn't mean that you're going to let it influence what your decision is. You could be the type of woman where no matter what, you're not changing your motherfucking mind. I don't give a fuck what you tell me. You could be so disciplined and diligent that you don't give a fuck. Like, you really can't change. It all depends on the setup of the woman. Every woman is not going to break down as soon as their feelings get hurt.
True.
So I feel like it's emotion is what drives a person. So If true. Anything, I feel like in a political debate, I could make your ass believe versus a nigga because I'm gonna make you feel my shit.
One sided. Yes, very true.
There's also the, you know, the double standard of like men are taught like growing up, like, you know, like not to express their emotion. They're taught to hold that shit in, as, you know, we women, we're just like, it's just okay for us. No. Like, it's okay for us to just be like, we're expected, you know, it's like, oh, well, she's a woman, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, when you see like an emotional man, instantly everybody's like, oh, well, he's gay.
He's a bitch. Yeah. He's a bitch. Pussy.
Exactly. Nobody want to pussy. Nobody want to be with a man that's always crying and whining and being like, oh, well, I just feel like, you know
what? I damn sure don't. And exactly. I don't want, and a nigga shouldn't want to be with a bitch that's always crying and whining either. I feel like it's on both parts. We both should be being each other's peace, not fucking headache.
But then at the same time, we still want a man that, like, when something's wrong, we want to be able to sit down and be like, so what's the problem? And you want him to be able to be like, all right, well, this is how I've been feeling lately, and I'm just not feeling this, and you've been doing this, and that's how I feel. And you want him to be able to do that, but if he can't do this, he can't do the other either. So, like with my nigga, he just be shutting down. Like, he don't want to talk. He be disappearing off the map until he calms down, and then he can come back and just be like, all right, well, I really wasn't feeling this shit.
Yeah.
That's why, and I just felt like I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, well, I just feel like we should talk about it. Don't go to bed mad.
Yeah. I forgot what else you had said something, but I was just thinking about how when, like, even when women are not emotional or they are very like stern and like they don't have that motherly kind of instinct, like, you know, oh, she doesn't look like she could be a good mom. Like, you know, like, because they are not, like, affectionate and that kind of stuff. So, just like, you know, like, you're right. You know, either way, niggas is gonna talk shit about how you are. Like, you know, like, I just feel like, rest in bitch face. Look at that. You think I'm a bitch automatically, like, because I'm not smiling.
And that's the first thing niggas say, too. Like,
why you not smiling? Who hurt you?
Like, what? I can't just, like, it's just
but that's,
my face.
But that's kind of a whole different topic, because to be honest, niggas say that because they don't got nothing else to say.
Okay, word. I like that. Real nigga talk.
Because
I can say that easily for the simple fact that people say all the time, and you know this. And you're like, why the fuck you always look mad? I'm like, nigga, this is my face. I'm on this face, and I'm sorry you think I'm angry, but I'm not. If you keep saying that, then yes, I'm going to get upset, but... Like, same thing with women. There's a lot of women that they be straight, they be happy, they just stay fake.
Yeah.
But in another sense, it's, like I said, niggas be saying that because they got another pickup line. So that's a whole, we could, man, that's all another topic. We can jump and talk about that for branches, but I hear what you're saying.
Do you think women who need, like, how Jade said, not saying that she's needy or that makes her needy, but you need to be at the certain place at a certain time, like, women who need, like, a certain amount of attention or a certain amount of affection, if you can't be doing that all the single time, she could possibly be pissed off all the time because she's expecting that from you. She wants that from you all the time.
Mm. Yeah, from personal experience, yeah, like, I think that's kind of wrong. I actually had a relationship like that. Like, she needed to see me every single day. And, like, I can understand, like, you want to see me all the time. But then, it's like the amount of time that's been taken up now of just seeing me. And us just chilling or do whatever we're doing. Like, granted, you know, niggas is building or whatever and spending time with each other, but every time where I do not want to always be around you.
Yeah,
you need space. The attention turns into me, like, not liking you. Like, looking at you like, damn, didn't I just see you? Like, and I hate for it to sound like that. No, so what's it? Because, like, you can love your shorty, like, as a man, you can really love your shorty and love spending time with her and don't mind doing all that. But then when it gets to a point where, like, when you really want to do something and then she's still, like, disregarding, like, no, you need to be with me right now, that's when they can be like, all right, this attention shit is out of control because you're not a child. Like,
yeah, real shit, though. Like,
that's too much. Then it becomes annoying. And then that's when niggas tend to, like, push themselves away. And then you wonder why you can't talk to your man because he's not listening. It's not the fact that he's not listening. Is already in the zone where he's like, I don't even want to be around you. So, So, when it comes to that, needing all the attention, you know, the emotional attention too, that can become draining.
Definitely, it is draining.
When he actually tries, and then you feel like he's still not there, or if he tries, and you feel like he is there, but he's giving everything, and he got nothing left. Now he's like, well, I can't do this no more. So it's like a toll taking thing. So every nigga not built for it, and I think most men will want not to put up with that. Not everybody will say something, speak up with them, because a lot of dudes be in love and don't be wanting to admit they
real shit.
Yeah. So they'll do some next shit, like not answer the phone or disappear or fuck with a bitch that you know about or something. And that's like kind of his cry for attention, for you to wake up, stop doing what you're doing. But we know that's wrong. But we feel like y'all was wrong. And y'all didn't want to see that you were wrong. I say admit you was, but you didn't even want to see it. So how can you admit it if you're not even looking? You don't even know.
I think this whole dynamic as of women being emotional and men not being emotional is just like socially constructed, because we've been trained from birth to look at things through like a patriarchal gaze. So when a woman wants you to be somewhere at a certain time all the time, it's like, oh, she's clingy. She's clingy, she's needy. But when a man wants a woman to be somewhere at a certain time, oh, he's just
being, you know, a controlling, boss, controlling.
Yeah, so they're doing the same shit. We just look at it different. When a woman does it, she's clingy. When a man does it, he's just being in control. He's being controlling. Or he's taking charge.
Okay, I hear you, but how often does that happen more than the next? And how often is your guy like every day, like, where the fuck you at? You need to be here now.
I've heard it a lot. I know a lot of women who are in situations where their man wants them to be home at a certain time, wants to see them every day, wants to talk to them at certain times to make sure where they are.
Or at least if you don't even answer them, like, text quick enough or whatever. Like, if you, like me, I be falling asleep all the time. So if I answer the text like 3 hours later, you're like, okay, like, where the fuck you been at for the past 3 hours? I fell asleep. Why are you always falling asleep? Damn. Like,
but is that, see how you just said that? Now, they could be thinking like, yo, how you just nonchalant about this? Like,
exactly. I mean, nonchalant because everybody knows I fall. If you know me, you know I fall asleep all the time. Like, I'm out.
Me having their own
anywhere
insecurities.
At the party, like in a cookout. I'm.
what Dred is saying is right. I want you to finish with.
Like what she was saying though.
No, about the niggas and their insecurities, yeah, and people and insecurities.
Yeah,
period.
And insecurities in general. Like, we could take it to the past thing, but it could also be off of, like, what they're actually doing at the moment. It could be necessarily cheating, but doing something that the girl wouldn't like or the male wouldn't like. So the insecurity comes into place, and now from the 3 hours, well, what are you doing? Like, and everything goes through his or her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is when we really say it's the woman thing, because y'all might be racing. So you're like, this thing didn't pick up for what? Why didn't he pick up? What was he doing?
I'll be chilling.
Like,
I text him like at 1 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. He has yet to text me back, and I'm just like,
I could say I can be like that now, but before, hell nah. Especially if you had been done did me dirty and I'm still in a relationship. Exactly. Like, yeah, I want to know where the fuck your ass is at. I want to know what you was doing. And if you're not answering, yeah, I am going to be thinking shit. Don't give me no shit to fucking think about.
Exactly.
Don't give me no shit to think about from jumping. I won't be thinking about shit. Exactly. Keep it a buck.
That's the problem right there, because, like, if you feel like you got a reason to think about something, that's when the mind...
You shouldn't be there.
That's when the mind really braces, and you're talking about thinking about something. You don't talk about a million things before you even really start to think about something, because of the fact that you let your mind get warped into thinking, like, this nigga's doing something he's not supposed to, when he could have easily, like, had a fucking phone or gone to jail or... It's a lot of things that could have happened, because I don't give you mad examples. When I was in trouble with my shorties, and I was really in trouble, like,
and we still don't believe y'all. We don't give a fuck. You was in jail. I want to make sure. Like, I'm calling the jail.
I was just, what'd you say? I can't talk and hold a bitch stand.
Go ahead, Nicole. What you say?
But that might go back to what you said about women having experiences that they bring into other relationships. So it might not be that they're more emotional than the man, but maybe they've just been through more things where
it affects them, and they still have trauma.
Yeah, they still have trauma, and they still feel like they have a reason to be acting that way. While men, like he said, they either don't bring it to their next relationship, or they just haven't caught a girl cheating or caught a girl who made them feel insecure. So they don't really have no reason to worry.
I'll be catching them.
He really does.
And even if it don't mean, like, perfect is it. Oh, no, let me not get on topic, because I ain't going to think of my business. I'm going to cut friends and family members done getting in the act, cheating, doing all kinds of things. But... yeah, I'm sorry. It's just crazy how things can go. I don't know. I'm like,
So my question is, so you've caught a girl cheating on you?
Oh yeah.
And you walked in on it?
No, not walked in. Then got the information and proof. I never walked in because just like anybody, everybody says they got a temper and all that good stuff. Everybody definitely does. Everybody has aggression, all that good stuff. So I'm not gonna sit up there and say what I would have done and wouldn't have not done. I know if I walk in on something, I'm gonna wild out. And wild out could be being quiet and thinking of something I'm gonna do, or wild out could be being getting into action and hurting both people or no people. I don't know. So, no, I didn't catch anybody in that. Probably gonna be here if I did. But, I don't know.
Jay, what was you gonna say?
No, you don't know. What are you doing?
What?
I see what you're doing.
I'm just saying, I know for a fact that you, I know you're saying,
I'm very
saying
resourceful.
True shit.
You very resourceful.
Yes.
Okay.
It's, no one says it's easy information, but.
He got me cheated.
Do you think that there's a certain way a woman is supposed to behave?
You know, in a way I used to, and still kind of do, like, because I feel like there's a way a man should behave.
Word. Definitely.
Because if we're supposed to, if y'all supposed to behave a certain way, why the hell are we not?
Real shit though.
If we're counterparts.
That's a man taking responsibility.
Here, if I'm over here not setting an example, because we set examples and standards for each other.
Real shit.
Because that we're supposed to be making each other better and building each other up. So if you see me doing X, Y, and Z, which is wrong, how are you going to do what you're supposed to do, which is right? And he's going to look at home like, and then that's when all the controversy starts, or vice versa. He's doing everything he's supposed to and she's not. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, like, this is like the battle or the debate of the century kind of thing, because, like, you can go back and forth with this all day. But I do feel like, I don't know, because I am a man, and you can take this a biased way. I feel like it's way more of y'all, so, like, we can lean the weight more towards y'all, because there is a lot more of y'all, but that's just an opinion. That's just the way I feel, and from experience as well, because, like, I don't really know you three. I mean, I'm a little bit, not really. Know her more than y'all. I feel like women ain't shit.
You and felt like that, or you
no,
feel like
I,
that right now?
I feel like a lot of women ain't shit. Not all of y'all. All of y'all not ain't shit. There's a lot of good women out here, but from experience, I feel like women ain't shit. So that's why I get like maybe some of my reasons, maybe bias. Oh, I thought it was about to hit me. But that's why some of the things I'm saying.
But this is exactly what I'm saying, and not to cut you off, but by what I mean is that by him saying that he feels that way presently right now, but by you talking to me, I can't even tell that you feel like women ain't shit. I feel like you're being respectful. I feel like you understand.
Time, I know. I hear what you're saying. And for the reason why you feel like that, because at the same time, I have a lot of male friends too. And I know what I've done, and I know what they've done.
Real shit. And that's how you gotta look at it. Because if women ain't shit, you got the shit that niggas do. Like, you gotta point your finger back at yourself. Like, what am I?
But at the same time, that's why I say, like, when I can say I feel like women ain't shit for some fact. Let's say, all right. Not to put my business out there, I can say, like, in the past, I've gotten away with shit, like, I shouldn't have gotten away with. And I'm like, I've gotten away with it for the simple fact, the information thing. I know things about people that they didn't know I knew about them. Like, I knew who they were dealing with while I was dealing with them. Type of thing. And I'm like, that makes it even easier because you don't care. So, you'll take the risk of getting caught because they ain't shit either.
Real shit. But then that shit is just crazy because it's just a cycle of y'all both.
And that's so fast when I say, like, this shit is a small place because we all know each other in a way.
Right.
But I feel like you could not be shitting. It don't got to do shit to do with you cheating. It could be you just lazy. You a slouch. You don't want to bring shit better to the table. You could want a nigga to take care of you.
Yep.
It could be all kind of shit. So it's not just cheating. You could really just not be about shit.
Nothing. Those are leeches.
And all you do is got your hand out.
Those are leeches, exactly. Those are leeches. Moochers, whatever you want to call them.
I'm just sitting here thinking because I've never been through anything like this. Because, you know, I've only had one relationship.
For real?
Yeah, I've only had one relationship.
Excuse me. How old are you? If you don't mind me asking?
I'm 25.
Okay. Wow, that is incredible. You don't really find, see what I'm saying? Everybody's different. You don't find
this. Yeah,
like, get out of here. Nah, for real. That's intriguing. Now, I don't find people like that all the time. Anyway, go ahead.
So to me, like, I can't see myself going through something like that. Like, I'm trying to put myself in these positions and, like, really think, like, would I be willing to put up with some of the shit that you guys have been through? And I just can't picture it.
No. And that's what makes or break people. Because perfect example is, let's say, a person like you. You've only dealt with one person for X amount of years. And then let's say they finally step into that world. They can easily get turned out.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to get turned out like that.
And not even physically, like mentally.
You find the wrong nigga and you just love him.
Yeah.
Just let you fall in love with the wrong nigga. Next thing you know, you over here like traveling. He out here driving your car and shit. Spending your
pulling
money.
Up at the condo.
And I'm too old. I got shit to lose now. I can't be fucking with somebody who would have me out here really trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yo, you out here stalking his ass, going drive-bys and shit, calling your homegirl like,
so, but
yo, come with me to this nigga house. We just go
again,
on a quick drive-by and shit.
That person,
you don't know if you're that person because you never been through it.
Yeah, and I've never been in love so deep or in a situation where I was in so deep that I felt the need to do those things. Because in my last relationship towards the end, I really loved him, but I knew it wasn't worth me acting crazy. So I've never been in a situation where it was worth me acting crazy.
I done been crazy.
I know.
Okay,
I done been crazy.
Yeah,
shit. But no, and that's what I'm saying.
No.
But and that's
niggas be out here. Don't even give a fuck. Like, I'll fuck up your car. But now that I have a car, I'm less likely to fuck up somebody's car. Cause don't fuck up my car. Don't fuck up my car. But like, you know, like, it's just shit. Like, you don't even care. Like, if they got neighbors and shit, I don't give a fuck. Fuck your neighbors, you know? And like, you just like embarrass them or whatever. You show out
disrespecting,
like,
him.
I try to run over my nigga with,
in,
like, run
in
him
public
with
places
car.
Seeing people, like, argue,
try to stab him and shit. Like, fuck out of here. Like, you don't get me fucked up out here. Like, you got me fucked up.
We could be complex.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay, G. You don't gotta be there no more.
Wow.
No more.
But I wanted to say that the reason why I felt like that I was the most complex is because I'm an emotional person, and like, I do everything off my emotions. So like, I can't say that I can't be emotional. Like, I can't say everything that I do, like, I do it based off how I feel. Like, I really do, and that's just me, and I've always been like that. However, like I said, now it's just I use my emotions for shit that matters, like you said. Like, if it doesn't need, I can feel what I feel. That don't mean I have to act on every fucking thing that I feel. Like, you feel me?
Right.
Like, I literally take the time to say, is this something worth me getting mad about? And really think about it and be like, okay, nah, don't even trip. Don't even waste your energy. Like, you know? So, I just feel like we have the capability of definitely being.
Yeah, and that's who I am.
Like, you have the capability, so we definitely are emotional, but we do have the capability of being sane. Like, so,
right.
It's just,
yeah,
you need to rational, whatever you want to fucking call it. You just need to make sure that that's what you're putting forth the effort to do that.
Understandable, but I hope you heard you say you do have the capability of being sane. Meaning, you know you're being insane.
Sometimes.
Which is more than too much times.
But like I said, you don't know what goes on in a person's head. They not acting on it, so you don't know what I be.
You have a bad day, you're right. Bad
like,
week, bad
and
life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just really don't know what's going on in
especially
my head. So,
and
men too.
Are more emotional because when you look at the statistics, men are the one committing suicide.
Right.
Men. White men.
It's still a man.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. I know this is a white men.
It's still a man. Yeah, so you guys just deal with your emotions differently.
Yeah,
differently.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Internalize shit, bottom shit up.
Real shit.
Internalize shit.
But yeah, I'm definitely, you know, I'm not, I know, don't, I don't want you to say I'm insane because I'm not. I'm really not. However, I do have a different way of thinking about things. Like, I definitely do. But like I said, I feel like my emotional part of me is the most important part, and it's my strong suit. And I'm learning that me being emotional is what connects me to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you feel me? Anything else, I really don't give a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Yeah, I'm not here to make nobody life crazy. I'm not here to make nobody life no living hell. I like peace. Like, and I would, that's what I'm on. I'm trying to bring peace, and I want peace brought to me. However, I don't want to be with no disconnected ass nigga.
Right.
Yeah. So I want you to somehow be in tune with your emotions as well, because like a man wants to feel like you don't want to be with women who are disconnected from their emotions. You don't want to feel like you laying up with a nigga and she just acting like a nigga and burping and I'm not even saying burping and shit, but just like just men mannerisms, like, you know, like, I don't know. Just
I was kind of at that place. I was doing what you were doing, but I was doing it too much. I was like not burping and stuff, but like just I would ask myself, is this something worth, you know, going off on? And I would always try and say no and talk myself down.
So he was burping?
But I'm just talking about like
my bad.
No. I was just talking about things that would get me upset.
Yeah.
So I would always say, yeah, this is worse.
Real shit though.
And I would talk myself off the ledge, and I talked myself off the ledge so many times when I should have been jumping off that shit.
But listen, this is what I'm saying. And no, you shouldn't have been jumping off the ledge. But what you should have done is, not to say what you should have done, because I can't say what you should have done. But what you could have done or what you could do in the future is, if something bothers you, speak on it. That doesn't mean you have to demonstrate it in a crazy ass erratic behavior. That's what I'm saying. Learn how to just. We as women have to learn how to communicate in a way that's not extreme.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what I'm saying. So we can talk about things that bother us. You should have that right as a person, as a human being, anybody, man or woman. Mm-hmm. And your partner should be able to respect that.
Yeah. And I think that was the thing, because I knew that it wasn't going to be me talking. It would be me
wilding out. But that's because we done been let it built up and we didn't address it when it first happened.
Yeah.
You damn right.
Because a nigga only got to say, a nigga say something one time as soon as it bother him.
That's it.
One time.
Like, yo.
We let it happen 10, 20 times. Then by that motherfucker, you knew.
It's too late.
I know. And then, like you said yesterday, by that time you're so mad, everything he does.
Everything you doing is pissing me the fuck off. Brushing his teeth, twisting his braids, twisting his locks. Yo, you just be pissed the fuck off, and you be irritated, and you just be ready to snap, and it's not a good place to be, yo.
That's how I was feeling, man. I don't hit no women, but punch me.
Why? Because she was acting crazy.
It's like you said, you preaching that communication is the key, but not communicating. Like, I'm telling you, I'm feeling. And I can't have feelings. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then when I don't let you speak, or you think I'm not listening, I am the type of guy, I don't want to hear you if you ain't hearing me.
Right.
Straight like that. Like, what the fuck you mean?
That's why y'all both got to be coming from a place of understanding.
Try. Especially, it's called compromise.
Like, compromise.
If I throw the white flag, you got to throw the white flag. You don't keep shooting.
Real shit, though.
Straight up, we don't do that. You thought you was. Your way of compromise was you dominate. No.
Do you think that women try to dominate more than men, or?
It ain't even in the sense of dominating. It's just like
the relationship.
More like trying to like run the show, kind of like lead it. Like, all right, if you want to lead, because some niggas clearly don't get it, because there's some pussy ass niggas in here. But they're better off being a subordinate instead of the leader. You know, some shit. They're better off not leading. Like, they want to lead because the woman clearly got it more than them. All right, that's cool. And if that's the case,
like Nicole said, she was willing to be that kind of woman.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so if you gonna lead, then lead. Don't sit up here and make these dumbass decisions and then look at me, because I am the support. I am not what you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm also your advisor. Like, you about to make a decision, you put me and you rap a taste, you tell me what you think, and then I tell you how I feel about it, and we come together on the final decision. Then you go lead.
Exactly. That's submission. That is submission, and he just, yo, that is what I'm talking about.
But we don't have enough niggas that we can submit to, because that's kind of what the situation was. I was thinking, like, oh my goodness, should I take steps back in my life so that I could be the one who's submitting to him? I was trying to put him in a position for me to be the submissive one.
He didn't know what he was doing.
He didn't know how to lead.
Yeah, it was like he wasn't ready for that. I think that he definitely has. He's not a bad person. He's not like a lazy person. He just wasn't at that time.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah.
Anybody ain't meant to lead. And that'd be a lot of problems in a lot of relationships. Sometimes there'd be two alphas.
Exactly.
Y'all have that. And like y'all could be the best for each other, but at the same time y'all be worse. Y'all got the potential to bring each other to the high plateau, but y'all steadily bring each other down. Because no one wants to like take a knee and let the other one stand.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what it has. That's what it should, like, that's how it should be. You guys both should be able to be powerful and then come to that decision together and then be okay with the person, whether it's you or the other person going and leading. Mm-hmm. It don't have to always be one way all the time, but y'all both should be able to let that, be comfortable with that. And it's definitely hard. It's almost unattainable.
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
I believe it is, but I mean, we have an idea what it's supposed to look like, but I feel like you have to consciously try to be that kind of person. We're not just born like that. What he said from the jump is we are born as creatures to want to dominate and control and be powerful. So you have to want to not be able to be like that, because we all come in here born the same way. We all got the same opportunity. We be fighting for equal rights all this whole time. So, I mean, feel me? That's what I feel like.
Everybody fighting for a position on this earth.
Everybody fighting for a position on this earth. So.
Straight up. So who are you, just because you're with me, to be my leader? Fuck out of here. I'm the leader.
Especially in this day and age, it's 2016. Like you said, women are not getting married for the same reason anymore. You don't need to be in a relationship anymore. You don't need that support. You don't need the financial support. You really don't need the person. So it's just like, if you know that, why the fuck would I want to bow down to your ass?
Exactly. Yeah. Why would I even be with you? Like, and then that's when I turn to that. So.
I feel like for the right man, though, most women would be.
For the right man, definitely.
Yeah.
Who's the right man?
Who's the right man? What you say? Someone with.
Look, y'all be having the right man sometimes, and don't think home is the right man. So.
You gotta know yourself to know what the right one is for you.
And it changes too.
And definitely it changes as you evolve, as you grow, as you experience different shit.
Yes, you do.
Life could happen. Nigga lose his job, don't ever want to get off the couch again.
Yeah, them niggas ain't shit.
But life is hard. You don't know what he's been through his whole life before that. Who knows?
No. Nobody know what nobody been through. Life is hard. Life is unfair. Nobody told you was gonna get $1 million when you came out the vagina. Straight like that. On some real shit. That's why I be hating, like, when I be seeing bums and all, like, for, like, I don't know your past, so I don't automatically judge you, but, like, if you had a job, like, the way I started, then you can take your ass down to a store or something and get a job. and I hear.
No excuses,
you
know, man.
No excuses on some real shit, because you can say, like, oh, you can't get a job without an address. Okay, go get a job that's on the table, go wash some dishes, my nigga. If you're serious about it, save your money, go get an address. And get a real job.
P.O. box.
So keep doing it. Like, life is hard. Yes, you're struggling. You're eating sandwiches and shit for dinner. But after a while, or years, whatever it may take.
Shit get tired.
You'll find a way. Use your fucking brain. That's all you got, a brain. But everybody different. Like you said, niggas be lazy. Shit happens. Niggas give up. Niggas don't have no faith.
Real
and
shit.
That is a problem.
Real shit.
Faith is everything.
Faith is everything.
Whether you believe
faith
in.
Faith over fear.
You already know
whether
that.
You believe in, whether it's you believe in the higher power or you believe in yourself, you lose faith in yourself and you just ain't going through shit, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the problem with that, though, is when you're in a relationship where something changes like that with the person you're with, you're expected to just accept that. It's like, okay, you committed to this person for better or worse, but that's not what you wanted. So now you have a husband, now you're with someone who's stuck on the couch or in this position, but you never
where he's stuck and he can't move.
Yeah, but you never wanted to. You didn't see that for your life. So am I supposed to take an L and stay with this person because I love them? That's not fair.
No. You ain't gonna take no L. Yeah, you love him. But shit, you better recognize that.
That's the only L.
Love ain't fucking paying the bills.
My grandma would say that.
You know, like, it's hard, yes. And that's when we come back to the emotional thing. Yes, it's hard, but and that's why I feel like y'all get, like, hurt more, because I know from experience, yeah, I got hurt. I'm going to move on fast. Not move on fast, but I'm going to get away from the situation faster. And y'all going to sit there and
take it.
And then that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the emotional shit.
Too much faith.
That? Your emotions is telling you, like, man, just give another chance. When your gut is telling you, like, move, man, move your legs. Because you're not listening to your gut. And that's what makes it different, because as a man, I was really taught to listen to instincts, which is your gut. And for the most fact, or I should say this. We're mammals, just like animals are. Most animals, they go off instinct. Mm-hmm. They can't talk to us, mm-hmm. so they're gonna run up and eat us. They're not gonna run up and tell us like, yo, you in my house, you in my zone or whatever. I'm gonna attack you. No, they're just gonna run up and do it because that's their instinct. You feel me? And we don't be going off our instinct. We go off of like off our heart or some trend shit, some shit we thought we seen somebody else do or think they would like us to do or what society would expect us to do when they do that.
So I think we could come to the conclusion as we as women that we definitely are emotional and we definitely are complex. Mm. However, we have to do a better job at learning how and when to, I don't want to say control it, but learning how and when to show it or just what like, you know, just, I don't know.
Time and place for everything.
Yes, it's a time and place for everything.
And I think what we were talking about earlier, is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Yeah, because sometimes that's where things get lost in translation because at the time you don't care if it's worth it. You're not thinking it all the way through.
So I feel like, yeah, we as women, we should definitely be emotional. However, we need to definitely start using our brain a little bit more and using our intelligence with our emotions and coming to more conclusions that way versus just going off emotions because our emotions change. And the way we feel when we're upset and angry and resentful and hateful, the next minute we could feel those ways about you, but let somebody try to fuck with something that you love and it's something completely different. So like, you know, like it goes immediately into you trying to protect the person and it's love again. So I just feel like, you know, that we just got to do a better job and just take a more conscious approach to how we behave and not even really how we behave, but you know, y'all know what I'm trying to say. So, thank you.